And the boys are back. Back on the couches.
We saw Black Phone 2.
Black Phone 2.
Black Phonier.
That really made me laugh. I don't know. Black Phonier.
It's funny every time.
I wasn't expecting it. Black Phone 2.
I wish they had like a little subtitle, like Black Phone 2 on ice. Black Phone on ice.
There we go.
That'd been appropriate.
Who would have gone to see that at the Prudential?
Mm-hmm. Would have been magical. The Grabber on Ice.
Yeah, the Grabber on Ice. That's a good one. That's fun.
Yeah, scary. I like the part, my favorite part, is when the Grabber, he goes, it's grabbing time.
Jared Leto comes out from behind him.
Wait a minute. How the...
You stole my line.
Yeah, the table's turned. Right. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good.
It was rad. It was rad. I liked it. There were a lot of things I liked about it. I thought the story was really cool. It focusing on the sister this time instead of the brother.
Yeah.
That was really rad. I wouldn't say time travel, but like the back and forth, like talking to the, oh, spoilers. Whoops.
I don't know.
Talking to her mother in the past, like that kind of thing was really cool.
They definitely showed her perspective in the first one. It was definitely more heavier on the brother. I guess you get a little bit more of her in this one. What were you saying?
No, I mean, you know, just the plot was cool. The camera work was really fun.
Yes.
They had a lot of really fun, like, movements and scenes with that phone booth and the dead kids, and then even with Ethan Hawke and the main kid. A lot of fun. It was a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. I liked it.
That aesthetic that director is known for, I think he used it to maybe the best effect in this movie.
Yeah.
Like the whole 8mm kind of...
oh my god, yeah.
Filming.
I
don't know if they're actually shooting it on 8mm or if it's like a filter effect. I'm not sure, but it looks awesome.
It looked great. I mean, all those scenes where she was in the dream and like it made it easy without holding your hand to let you know when it was reality, when it wasn't, shit like that. Like, really cool, really cool. Like, they didn't spoon feed it, but it's like that's the visual cue. Like, okay, I know this isn't the real world.
Right.
It was rad.
Yeah,
was
I thought they utilized
rad.
That very well. Yeah, and the score was really cool. That's the thing about his movies, too. It's like the visuals and the scores are always on point. Very eerie, atmospheric kind of synth stuff going on. Very, like eerie kind of soundscapey kind of things. They utilized to good effect. Yeah, all those sequences, those kind of dream or vision kind of sequences... where you kind of see him hacking up all those kids from back in the day. Those were gnarly.
Those were very gnarly.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see that much blood coming out of an 8-year-old.
Yeah. Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
But pretty disturbing, yeah.
A little bit.
And, the scene where, I guess one of the scenes where one of the ghost kids are, you know, reaching out to her while she's dreaming.
Oh, in the window.
In the window.
Yeah.
The broken window closes and slices his fucking head in half.
And his... fucking face meat slab on the floor, just like a fish out of water.
That was the best part of the movie.
It was gnarly.
I think
it was very gnarly, and it was cool. Like Hereditary kind of taught me to look in the background of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this one scene. I think it was their first night in the cabins, and it might have been right after that dream. Where they show something like a mirror and the ice makes his mask in the mirror. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I missed that. You told me about that. Yeah.
When the counselor dude, Armando, with the snowman, and then, I mean, that one was a little bit more obvious, but the face and the snow on the mirror, like that was pretty cool. Like, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Little fun things to look around and catch. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very entertaining. It's a vibe.
Ethan Hawke was great.
Yeah, very creepy.
Yeah, he wasn't in too much of the first half, but they really did a good job of setting the whole stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they introduced the very simple reason and plot while he was there, he stole the show from that point to the end of the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was great.
Yeah,
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, and the kids are great too. And now they're all grown up. the kids are all right.
Yeah,
you know? The kids are all right.
Birds leaving the nest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of the standout of these movies.
Yeah.
Their chemistry together and their just their characters and the way they they're processing their trauma. It's very it's very intriguing. It really glues the movie together.
For sure.
For me. And so yeah, I mean that's all the pauses I had to say about the movie.
Yeah. I was just gonna say, like, that's gonna lead right into I think the one negative that I have about this movie.
Go ahead, take it away.
Is, man, everybody but Ethan Hawke, that acting was dog shit.
I thought the kids were good.
Really?
You didn't think the kids were good?
I thought the sister was one of the corniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
No, dude. I thought she nailed it, really. Maybe towards the end it got a little cornball, but like when she's fucking like breaking down, like having these visions and
let me see if this makes sense. Like her physical acting was good.
Uh-huh.
Like the fear, you know, in those scenes where she in the dream scenes where she's like freaking out, or like the screams, which is like, you know, a big part of like horror.
Mm.
But man, I forget the lines, but there were some lines where she was reading it like she was just kind of reading. Like, I don't know, it just felt clunky. And then the scene between her, the brother, and the dad, and it's supposed to be this big emotional thing.
Mm.
And the brother, I thought like that actor did a little bit better than her.
Mm-hmm.
But that one little part where he's like, "I don't want to be angry anymore."
Dude, I don't know if maybe I'm just an idiot, but he totally sold that scene for
really?
Me.
Really? You're sitting there maybe crying. Just, you're like, Scorsese would love this.
Dude, I teared up.
Cinema.
Dude. Yeah, man.
It was a good scene. It was a great scene.
I thought he nailed it. Yeah. Huh. Well.
But with some of those line reads I'm watching, like, maybe it's not just the aesthetic of the 80s they're going for. Maybe the director was like, really corn it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Really sell this like we're living in 84.
Fair enough. I mean, that's a fair critique. You know, it's just like your opinion, man.
Right. I mean, you know, so some people are wrong. Maybe I am on this one.
I thought it was fine. For me, as far as negatives, I would say, well, all right. One, I'll get the nitpicks out of the way. They could have had some kills. There weren't really any kills. They showed the
nobody
flashback.
Died.
Yeah, except for the kids that are already dead. We just saw that.
Those don't count. They died 15 years ago.
Yeah,
it's nobody not, died in this movie.
It's not interesting. Yeah, I thought like during the whole like ice skating scene, like he would have like fucking hacked these bitches up, but instead he just kind of nicked them.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought Armando was gonna die. I felt like if they killed him, they didn't need him the rest of the movie. Like,
true.
She had already figured out where the kids were, so when they set it up like he's going to die, I was expecting him to die.
Yeah.
And then they save him, and then it's like, well, what's he do for the rest of the movie?
Nothing.
Could have killed him.
Yeah, that would have had some weight.
The two camp losers, I guess they're the owners or whatever, the super Christian people.
Right.
He slides by them, hacks them both on the hairline with a hatchet.
Yeah.
And they're walking around at the end of the movie.
Right.
They did nothing the whole movie, let alone, like, weren't needed from that point on. Like, they could have died.
Yeah, they're just kind of a pain in the ass. Like, fucking kill them off, dude.
Just kill them.
Give them some good kill. Because, I don't know, at that point in the movie, that third act, I'm just kind of, I'm over it a little bit. I mean, I'm with it, but at the same time, it's like, it's a little hokey, you know. It's like, okay, these are the rules now. It's like, in the first movie, there's ghosts, you know, that are channeled through the black phone, right? And they talk to the kid, but they're not, like, actively doing anything, like, actively participating in the real world, you know? Like,
right.
And that's fine, okay, in this movie they are, and that's okay. But, you know, it's a little hokey. It's like, I see him in my dreams, but he is also affecting real life, but you can't see him.
Right.
And, you know, like, the brother, he's grabbing him, even though he's invisible, but, like,
right. She
sees him. I get the logic of it.
Yeah.
I guess it's just a little, I don't know, it's kind of hokey. Kind of seen that.
Yeah, before. Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's basically Nightmare on Elm Street, which I don't hate, you know.
Right,
I mean?
Right. He was very Freddy-coded in this.
Very
you know?
Freddy-coded. And we haven't had a
kid-oriented.
Yeah, very.
Show up in your dreams.
Kids. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, that I thought they would kind of answer a little bit more is like, you know, why is he just murdering kids, you know. I mean, maybe, I know people say, it's like, yo, do you need an explanation? That kind of ruins it. Yeah. But I didn't, maybe not go that far, but like, I don't know, just a little bit, I don't know, delve into his mind a little bit more. It, sure. The whole movie is just like, you killed me and you made me kill my brother and that kind of grinds my gears. I'm gonna hurt you.
Right.
It's like
right.
He's just kind of beating that drum the whole time.
I'm gonna make
like,
you so sad.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that? I'm gonna kill your sibling.
Yeah. No shit. Like,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I mean, the delivery in that bullshit motivation, fucking great.
Yeah. It, honestly, the lines were kind of corny, like kind of cliches.
Yeah.
But he delivers them well because he's Ethan Hawke.
He's fucking Ethan Hawke. Yeah, man.
And you know, and the mask is great. But like, yeah, aesthetically,
cool.
The movie's really cool. It nails the tone. I like the winter setting. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
A lot of really cool sequences. It's yeah. just, for me, it just kind of suffers what most horror movies do. It's just kind of a weak third act.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of, maybe movies in general, not just horror movies, but. But overall, like, it was done well. There was one sequence that, there was two scare sequences that they stitched together that I thought, maybe this is just a nitpick, but I thought they could have spaced out more. It was the scene where, I guess she's in her dream mode, and she looks under the bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then it's like a dead kid that pops out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a big jump scare.
Yeah.
Very loud noise.
Loud as fuck.
Loud as fuck. And then it transitions into the next scene, which is basically picking up on an earlier scene. Just continuing the scene of him on the phone.
Yeah.
Talking to who he doesn't know is the grabber yet.
Right.
So immediately after the dead kid pops out from under the bed, it's immediately Finney on the phone.
Yeah.
And then... he's like, what do you want? And he's like, it's me, Finney, and I'm the grabber. And he goes, it's grabbing time. And
you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm the grabber, bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to grab you here. I'm going to grab you there. I'm gonna grab you anywhere. I'm the grabber, stupid.
I'm going to grab your hair. I'm going to grab you. Oh, fuck, what rhymes with hair? I should have thought about that a little more.
I'm going to grab your fucking...
tail.
Your snare. I yeah. don't know.
Grab you here. Grab you there.
Right.
Grab you by your hair.
There you go. Yeah. Should have been the tagline.
Grab you by your hair. I don't know. I like it's grabbing time.
Yeah.
Look, corny lines and corny line reads and deliveries aside, I thought the one thing that he says, hell isn't flames, it's ice.
That was cool.
I thought that was fucking rad.
I felt that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that almost made up for all the other bullshit, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It really did.
But yeah, like that scene, like there, you don't have enough time to come down from the jump scare from the dead kid in the bed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like that, and then like literally 5 seconds after, he's like, it's me, the grabber. And right. like it didn't hold as much weight because we're still like coming down from like that last scare.
Right,
it should have been more. I mean, we knew it was the grabber,
sure,
obviously, but like, you know, just a little bit more time. I thought, I was like, eh, I don't know. But other than that, yeah, yeah, I thought it was really cool, little cheesy ball, but you know, not horribly so. I didn't hate it.
It was a fun little spooky movie.
Yeah, I would say, you know, about as good as the first one, maybe slightly better, maybe slightly worse. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
But something about that director, and this is how I feel about James Wan too. Like, they're very gifted directors, very talented. Yeah. They clearly have a vision.
Sure.
But I feel like most of their movies are just pretty good, and they could be great. Like, I don't know, something about it's like they could have like really took this home, like really.
Yeah.
Because there's some like very horrific sequences in some of them.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know, something about it gets either towards the end, it gets a little cheesy on the way, gets a little more kind of cliche.
Yeah.
Kind of like kind of whimpers out a little for me.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know.
Like fizzles out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you think it goes from here? Do you think they do a third one?
I hope not. I hope not.
What if they do, like,
if they do, go all out, murder some fucking people.
Yeah, give me some kills, and not just children.
Yeah.
In flashbacks.
Yeah, but make the grabber even, like, fucking darker. Like, I want to get more into his mind.
Sure.
You know, I want to.
Now, I'm usually against this practice because I find it corny in most franchises, but do you think a third one, a prequel, would be good? You don't bring the kids back. You set it in the 70s. No mask on Ethan Hawke.
I think I would rather.
You do like a character study of that character.
I think I'd rather see that, because what are they going to do? Make it, oh, he's back again now.
Right, right.
For whatever reason, he's back now.
Third grabs the charm. Like, fuck off.
So, I mean, like, what other realm is he in? He died in the real world, and then he's in menacing the fucking right. dream world, and it's like, what, now he's going to be in, like, fucking Donnie Darko land? Right, I don't fucking know.
He starts jumping around to different...
dimensions and
right,
shit.
Right, like sort of like God of War, like how he started with Greece, and then he ends up in the Nordics.
Right, right.
And he's like, oh, well, I'm in this hell, but now I'm in Buddhist hell. And yeah, then I'm going to be in Christian hell. Yeah. And
just bring him to space at this point.
Space hell. Just, grabbing in space.
Yeah.
He's just up there ass smacking aliens. Now, I think if they did do another one, a prequel would be pretty rad. And then end it there.
End it there. Yeah. But, yeah.
Unless it makes money, and then they're going to make 12 of them.
I think it probably did pretty well, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Good enough to make another one, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what would have sealed the deal for me with this movie?
If Denzel came out?
Yeah. You need a black guy, and right, it might as well be him.
This movie didn't have any black people.
You had a Mexican guy, I think.
There was two Mexicans. There was a Mexican guy
and a Mexican kid.
And
a Mexican boy.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of whiteies.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
No black people.
For me, what really would have sealed the deal is if one of the characters at the end was like, hey, grab her. Grab this.
Oh, my God.
And then started bludgeoning.
I almost expected her to do it the way that she was talking throughout the movie. Yeah. She had some pretty creative insults.
She did. Some of them were a little much. She was like, fuck you with a dinosaur dick. It's like a little.
The dinosaur dick was a lot.
It's too.
Dinosaur dick was a lot.
It's. Yeah, the tone isn't right. It's like a little too out there, a little too.
Yeah, and she went back to back with the old white lady. Like she heavily insulted her two lines in a row.
I like that part. Yeah,
I think she called her a cunt and a twat.
Yeah.
She would do great in Scrabble.
Yeah, exposed her for using her, you know, like selectively using Bible passages when
she's right,
like, bitch, I know the Bible. Like,
yeah,
shut the fuck up. But. Yeah, something like that would have been cool. Like, hey, grab it. Grab this. You know?
She gives him the old DX chop right after she hits him in the head with the hatchet.
I would have forgiven all the other bullshit of that movie if somebody said that.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, cheers. This is all right.
You guys want it. That's it. Mm. Cinema.
Acting. Yeah.
Passion. Theater.
All right. Well, I got nothing else to say about this fucking movie. It's fine.
Watch it.
On streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait for streaming. Watch them both back to back. Have a little movie night. Have a little spooky movie night.
Yeah.
They're not bad. There could be worse.
Yeah. You know, when you're looking at your partner, you're like, you want to watch like an average horror movie.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of. Sometimes.
Right. You want to watch something that's going to keep your attention just enough, but you're not going to stay off your phone completely.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, sure.
Perfect movie for that.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Black Phone 2. Where the phone is the only black character.
Yeah, well, Trump got rid of all that shit.
Yeah.
He's like,
no more blacks in Hollywood. Get that DEI shit out of here.
That's right, dude.
Earn your roles.
That's right.
Maybe now they should remake Gladiator 2.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, right.